Are you feeling better?
Yeah, feeling better, continuing to improve. So, yeah, just trying to do what the doctors and trainers tell me to do.
What is it that the doctors are saying in terms of how do you go about rehabbing this?
Certainly, you know, a fair amount of treatment and things you can do from a treatment standpoint, and then certain exercises and, you know, range of motion, you know, exercises and things you can do to improve.
How much show them that you're ready for contact? Like, what's that like, that process like?
I think it's just, yeah, passing the test and showing that I've improved to the point they feel comfortable putting me out there.
Is it some sort of physical test that they put you through, or is it just a scan?
Yeah, there's a number of tests that they're looking to see improvement.
Daniel, have you physically felt better since this happened week after week, or isn't it that kind of progress?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better than I did, you know, after the injury, and you know, I've continued to improve week by week and you know, day by day even. So I'm feeling better and you know, focused on continuing to do that.
Doctors ever say you're getting closer? Like, do they give you that kind of feedback where there's optimism?
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, I've gotten that, you know, more and more recently, and I'll continue to do what I can to get back.
How much more have you been able to do in regards to working and, you know, working out in general and practice as well?
A good bit. I mean, yeah, I can do pretty much everything. You know, I can throw, I can run, I can lift. You know, so yeah, it's just a contact thing.
Was there ever a time where, you know, from the start of this, where they said rest is imperative for it, and that there's this prescribed amount of weeks for the rest that will help in the long term?
Yeah, I think rest was part of it early on. You know, I think part of it, you know, it was kind of a week-to-week thing from the get-go, though, in terms of how they saw the improvement and you know, how it went from there. So that was kind of the approach. But yeah, rest was a component at the beginning for sure.
Daniel, is the contact clearance thing, is that about you telling them you don't feel something anymore? And what is the indicator that they would clear you for contact after?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just tests. You know, I feel good, and you know, from a pain level, you know, I feel good, don't have any pain, and yeah, it's just passing a couple more tests.
What gives you symptom free?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still some symptoms there. I think, yeah, I feel good.
Do you have to tell them that you're symptom free before you can get clearance?
I think there's certain symptoms that they're looking for and testing for, from a pain level, and you know, based on, you know, how I feel good, and that's been the communication from that symptoms.
You're not symptom free, right?
There's certain things that I haven't done yet.
2 years ago, I think you were seeing like a specialist, like a spinal specialist in LA. Have you had to do anything like that, like go for second opinions anywhere? Or?
I haven't. I've been here in New York. I've gotten, you know, a couple different opinions from doctors, but I've been here. We've got great doctors here in New York.
What gives you optimism this time? Like, obviously, last time they had to shut you down, right? What gives you optimism this time that this is going to end differently?
It's a different injury. It's a different injury, and I think when you see other guys who have similar situations as mine, and they're able to progress and come back, you know, I'm following a similar timeline to that. So, you know, that's kind of the optimism, and yeah, it's a different injury than last time.
What players are you talking about that had similar injuries that came up?
There's been a number of, I mean, this is a football injury, and you know people in the past who've had it. So,
is it all the same treatment, stem, ice, chiropractor, all that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different things you can do treatment-wise that we do here with our trainers, and yeah, doing everything I possibly can to get back.
Daniel, have they shared with you, the trainers, doctors, what the risk would be if they put you on a football field and you did have contact, especially in a certain area?
Yeah, they've shared that with me, you know, and I'm certainly trying as hard as I can to get back. But yeah, from the doctor's standpoint, it's not something he can clear me to do at this point. So trying to do everything I can to get back.
This might be obvious, but like, do you have to be more sensitive because of the neck? It's not an ankle, it's not a shoulder. Like, is that part of this where they have to be extra cautious?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you're talking about the neck, it's, you know, yeah, you got to understand the risk of re-injury and what, you know, what would happen if you were to re-injure it. So, yeah, that's certainly a component of it.
What have you seen from Tyrod? What's that been like having to watch him?
I think he's played well. He's played really well Sunday. It's been fun to watch him and pulling for him. You know, certainly not surprised with how he's played. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch him. Obviously, you want to be on the field. It's tough not being on the field, but, yeah, he's played great.
Does it comfort you as you rehab, trying not to hurry, you know, that Dable's been clear that the job is yours when you're ready to get back?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm so focused on what I'm doing from a rehab standpoint and getting back as fast as I can, and that's really been my focus.